The wall behind her is entirely fake. It's like a Looney Tunes cartoon. It's just not real at all.
That is happening during 250. That is happening during the FIFA World Cup, which has a fan zone right over there.
Yep. Wait, they're showing a crowd from a different event. This is from a FIFA event in another part of DC. All right, everybody. As much fun as it is to watch Donald Trump's national fair get very little turnout day after day after day, there is something much more cynical and dark going on that I want to break down throughout this video. Over the past few days, we've been covering this and putting together the pieces, the thinning crowd that is basically non-existent, the exhibits that are incredibly stripped down to the core and look very cheap. I mean, for Maine, it was literally just two chairs in front of a sign that says Maine. And all of this together in totality makes people wonder, where the hell did the $103 million that was supposed to be allocated towards this fair go? This is not a $103 million fair. It is nowhere near. And that's what I want to talk about in this video. Caroline Levitt, Donald Trump's press secretary, is currently at the fair on Fox News in front of their, you know, booth that they set up to cover this. And I'm pretty sure the Fox News people thought this was going to be some huge, momentous celebration with like tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people behind them. But day after day after day, they've had to go on air with a clean green field behind them. A lot of green behind them because you can see every single inch of the empty field. But I digress. The real problem here is, where did the $103 million go? And the difference between a no bid and a competitive bid contract means the world here and the reflecting pool, the ballroom, and all of Donald Trump's projects that he started over the past 18 months. I'll explain what all of this means in just one moment. First, make sure you drop a like if you want to help boost this video. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Ockler feed. We are leading every single day with coverage of this, the Iran war. We have a new debate format and much more. So subscribe below. And before we jump into this Caroline Levitt clip, I just want to show you what the fair actually looks like. Anarchy Princess posted this video yesterday of the pillars and the buildings that are built for the fair. And as you watch this video, for longer and longer, you realize that everything built here is entirely fake. First of all, this pillar is not even touching the ground, and there's nothing on top of it as well. Second of all, the bricks that you see right here look kind of real, but they're not real bricks. They are 2D drawings of a brick wall. Let me play for you this video, and you can see the pillars that are fake. Even the pillars up top are entirely fake. I believe the person recording this video continues to zoom in on the walls, and you can see it's all just 2D. It's even entirely falling off due to water damage, it seems. So all of this is entirely fake. It's like a Roadrunner cartoon where they paint the tunnel on the wall and they want you to believe that it's a real tunnel. But they spent $103 million on this, and it is entirely falling off. It looks like there's another video right here of the arc that was built. And in this case, I find it to be even more odd and eerie. Here's a photo that Caroline Levitt posted in front of the arch just yesterday. This photo in front of the arch looks sweet. You know, she's with her son. I hope the son is doing well, of course. But the thing is, the crowd is non-existent. The arch behind her looks much different than what it was supposed to look like in the drawings. We literally had $103 million allocated towards this fair because Trump was going to build a massive arch. He was going to build a bunch of huge, grandiose ceremonies. And where did it go? Where did it all go? This arch looks nothing like what Caroline Levitt is standing in front of, and it's leading me to believe that this is potentially all a part of a money laundering scheme. Let me explain. Let me explain my rationale. The rationale here is very, very tight. And after I run through the facts and the timeline of this fair, I think you're all gonna agree with me entirely if you don't already. So let me play this video of Trump's arch and just explain to you the timeline, the no-bid contracts that Donald Trump sent out to his friends, and how the $103 million seems to be allegedly reallocated in a corrupt manner. Okay, so let's back up. In 2016, Congress created a commission called America 250. America 250 was a bipartisan commission, meaning Democrats and Republicans put aside their politics and decided to create a commission in order to celebrate America's 250th birthday. Now, they spent the past decade fundraising money and creating plans. The rumor is they were going to collaborate with the Smithsonian to create a historical festival of all festivals and have the largest names, huge arts and crafts exhibits, and cultural monuments and all of this put together. Whatever we have now is quite literally the opposite. Look at it, it's falling apart at the seams and it's all entirely fake. But America 250 had spent the past decade in a bipartisan manner building up the infrastructure to host this fair until Donald Trump took office and decided to create a competing organization called Freedom 250. He even named it kind of close to confuse people. Freedom 250 is made up of a bunch of Donald Trump's close buddies and allies funneling money into the organization. Donald Trump then proceeded to deny the usage permits to America 250, which remember was the one from a decade ago created by Congress, and he decided to rewire all of the land permits and give them only to his organization. That is where America 250 essentially got sideswiped by Donald Trump's Freedom 250, but that is not the only part that we want to pay attention to. We then want to pay attention to the process by which these contracts were handed out. It's important to understand the difference between a competitive bid versus a no-bid contract. A competitive bid is usually the better one because it allows multiple vendors to submit proposals, and then the government or the private company can pick the best proposal and pick the one that will turn out the best for everybody. It's good to have competition because it creates the best version of a product, right? But a no-bid contract is when you just hand a contract directly to a single vendor without any process like that whatsoever. It's usually a little bit less reliable unless you know that somebody specializes in this thing and they're the only one that specializes in this thing. But I'm assuming there's a bunch of different companies that could have put this together. And what Trump did was give all of this money to his friends. So as I was researching this more, I came across this article from Public Citizen. A report from Public Citizen and the Revolving Door Project says, MAGA 250, $103 million in federal contracts flow to Trumpified Freedom 250 events. So to add even more insult to injury, the original America 250 that was created a decade ago was hijacked by Trump. The contracts were given to Trump's friends, and then he turned it into essentially a 16-day Trump rally, where he kicked it off with a rally, and now he's going to be doing more Trumpian stuff. This says, Donald Trump and his allies have seized control of the bipartisan 250th anniversary celebration and substituted it with Trumpified events at the public's expense. The Trump admin has awarded nearly $103 million in federal contracts and grants for the 250th anniversary celebrations to a network of politicized entities under the control of the Trump administration officials and political allies. Holy absolute shit, this is crazy. The recipients include entities controlled or influenced by Interior Secretary Doug Burgum, as well as Trump's former campaign manager Chris LaCivita, and Trump's former presidential finance director, Meredith O'Rourke. So all of these people in his circle, in his bubble, that have worked on his campaigns and have helped him get elected, he is now granting contracts to in a no-bid manner. A network of organizations controlled or influenced by Trump admin officials have had money funneled into them so they could put on their own shitty version of this fair. These grants represent the vast majority of the nearly $126 million in federal contracts awarded since October of 2025 to fund this summer's 250th anniversary celebration. Throughout this video, I've been referring to the $103 million that were given directly to Donald Trump's allies, but the total budget for this entire America 250 was $126 million. So the question then becomes, where did this money go? Where did this money possibly go? Here's Caroline Leavitt doing a Fox News interview yesterday to a completely empty field behind her. And look it, even when you see these buildings, it looks like there's pillars built. And it's like, oh, wait a minute, they built some sort of Roman pillars. No, it is a Looney Tunes-ass, Roadrunner-esque fake wall behind her. Take a listen.
What is your biggest takeaway now that you have seen the state fair that is happening during 250, that is happening during the FIFA World Cup, which has a fan zone right over there?
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is a the team did a remarkable job. I'm blown away. The Ferris wheel looks so fun. I haven't tried it yet, but I'm about to. And it's so cool to have.
Wait, are we for real here? Did they just flash a photo of the FIFA fan zone, which is entirely separate from the fair? And they tried to paint this as if it were the fair. They're getting so desperate to try to puff up, plump up the crowd numbers, that they're showing different areas of D.C.
I'm about to, and it's so cool to have all 50 states represented and people from all over the country that have traveled to enjoy our nation's 250th birthday.
Yeah, they're saying there's at least one person from every state there, all 50 people. I like how it's completely barren behind them. Not barren as in Trump, but barren as in a barren wasteland, except for this one guy just wading through the grass. But to continue right here, yesterday, the Great American State Fair was closed down prematurely because the weather got increasingly worse and they didn't have the proper infrastructure to deal with it because the money is gone. I mean, I'm not able to sit here on the show and say definitively that this money was laundered because that opens me up to a bunch of lawsuits, but allegedly, in my opinion, what I think is going on here is Donald Trump is doing the same thing he did with the reflecting pool and the same thing he's doing with the ballroom. He creates situations in which he can build something, but then he gives no-bid contracts to his close friends to take care of it. He even admitted this with the reflecting pool. He said he's giving the contracts to some guys that he knows. And guess what? After $20 million was spent renovating the reflecting pool, they had to drain it once again, and Trump blamed agitators, vandalists. Did the vandalists go and steal the entire crowd at the state fair too? Then we had the National Guard saying it was closed. Ain't no way. We then have a video of them all being kicked out. This is a disaster for the administration and for the American people. We honestly got robbed of a rather beautiful ceremony that was planned, and instead, we have Fox News tools using this as a backdrop, even though it's backfiring on them. Take a listen to this clip of Caroline Leavitt on Fox News this morning with an empty field behind them.
And we know that over the weekend, fire exchange, they're bombing our bases in Bahrain and Kuwait. We have responded because they tried to, and they want attacked two merchant ships over the weekend. Now, can you give us the latest?
Sure. Well, I just spoke with the president about it. Iran has requested a meeting this week, so Special Envoy Witkoff and Jared Kushner will be flying to Doha for high-level meetings this week as we continue to discuss the memorandum of understanding. On the sidelines of those high-level talks will be the technical talks. So as far as we're concerned, we're holding up our end of the ceasefire. Violence will be met with violence. As you mentioned, Brian, there were attacks on commercial vessels that the United States of America, directed by the president, responded to, and that will continue to happen, but we hope we don't.
It's really unfair to frame this as Iran violating the ceasefire when part of the ceasefire said that Israel has to withdraw from southern Lebanon. Israel continued to invade and strike southern Lebanon, and that led to a situation where Iran said, we're going to retaliate by closing the Strait of Hormuz. And then the United States retaliated against Iran, and they're still calling it a ceasefire. In fact, the memorandum that we signed says specifically that neither side can threaten each other. 2 days into it, Donald Trump was threatening them on Truth Social. You can't in good faith or in good conscience say that Iran was the one who broke the ceasefire first. Listen, both sides in this war have the incentive to stretch the truth and to lie and to do things, but right now, it seems like the United States is not acting in good faith at all.
Don't see that. The president obviously wants to see the peace process play out, and the Iranians would be best to sign a good deal with the United States of America because the president has proven he's unafraid to use the might of our military. Look at Operation Midnight Hammer. Look at Operation Epic Fury. Either way, though, the United States of America wins. If the peace process plays, this MOU continues. Gas prices will continue to tumble. We're seeing crude is lower than it was prior to the start of this excursion, as the president calls it. Or if Iran chooses to be a bad actor, they'll...
You know, a really interesting factoid that I heard is that the War Powers Act, which Congress can invoke, actually has two separate parts to it. The first part says that they have the ability to declare war. There is a second part that says Congress has the ability, has the necessity to control the treaty-making process. You can look it up. It's true. So what Trump has done to subvert that is change the wording. He no longer calls this a war. He calls it an excursion to try to get around the War Powers Act. In fact, he no longer calls this a treaty. He calls this a memorandum to try to get around the War Powers Act. They are playing slippery games that are hurting Americans, and then they're sidetracked by this shitty fair. Here's another clip of Caroline Levin.
These are radical Marxist ideas that have never worked in the history of the world, and I think it's a choice coming up between communism and common sense. That's how the president views it, and that's why Americans need to vote for this president and the Republican Party and the common sense ideals that make this the greatest nation in the history of the world.
Wait, what did she just say? We have to vote for this president? He's not even going to be on the ballot again.
Use it, and that's why Americans need to vote for this president and the Republican Party and the common sense ideals that make this the greatest nation in the history of the world.
Do you think this helps the president and the Republican Party during the midterms that they have decided in this democratic socialist civil war that this is the new Democratic Party?
It certainly is. And you see Democrat elected officials right here on Capitol Hill.
Bro, they're trying to paint Zohran Mamdani as radical for trying to give free childcare to people who are 2 to 5 years old, right? But Donald Trump storming the Capitol, funneling money into some secretive fund, starting a cryptocurrency, and then weaponizing the government across everybody, then starting a failing war that spikes gas prices, that's not radical. I'm sorry, but I'd rather the candidates who are actually going to help the American people rather than the candidates who are endlessly trying to complain. Yesterday, they postponed the fair, but they spelled the sign wrong. They said event postponed. Due to severe weather, this event is postponed. Go to FREEEDOM250 on social media. They put three E's. So any Trump supporter who is literate enough to make it this far in the sign will then be sent to the wrong social media site. They were also charging $10 for lemonade, $10 for iced coffee. I mean, this doesn't disprove the money laundering theory. They're just trying to upcharge everything. $8 for ice cream? What the absolute hell? Am I tweaking here, or is $8 for ice cream and $10 for lemonade an absurdly high cost, especially in this economy? I hate to bring it back to this, but remember, on day one of the fair, a MAGA fan was accused of masturbating at Donald Trump's Great American State Fair. You literally couldn't write this in a book. Like, if I were to write a screenplay of the trashiest Trump fair possible, I would probably end up writing something about a MAGA fan being a sex degenerate on day one. On day two, the electricity would go out, as it did. On day three, people would start to realize that everything is falling apart at the seams. And by day five, it seems like half of the exhibits are going to be melted by the rain or masturbated on by this guy. Sorry for the imagery. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these in-depth breakdowns of the fair and of everything else, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We are working hard every single day to do more debates, more coverage, more facts, and it's all possible because of you all. So join the community below. Genuinely, thank you. I love you all, and peace out.